WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation feeling drained? Like someone just sucked all the energy right out of you. Or maybe it's that persistent nagging sense that you're always saying yes even when you really want to say no. Well, today we're diving deep into something that can completely transform those experiences, building healthy boundaries through assertiveness training. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries, it sounds kind of stuffy, right? But trust me, this is not about becoming a wallflower or shutting everyone out. This is about creating a space where you feel empowered, respected, and genuinely happy. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the fences around your emotional well-being. They define what's acceptable to you, what energizes you, and what drains you. Here's the thing, life's a constant tug of war between our own needs and those of others. And if we don't set clear boundaries, we end up constantly compromising our own well-being. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around someone? Or maybe you've found yourself saying yes to things that you really didn't want to do just to avoid conflict. That's the power of assertiveness training. It gives you the tools to navigate those tricky situations with confidence and clarity. You learn to communicate your needs effectively, set limits respectfully, and say no without feeling guilty. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from this powerful practice. 1. Know your worth. This is foundational, folks. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your own value. What are your non-negotiables? What brings you joy and what drains you? Think of it like a personal inventory. List out your strengths, passions, and things that make you feel fulfilled. 2. Practice clear communication. Assertiveness is not about being aggressive or demanding. It's about expressing yourself clearly and respectfully. When you set boundaries, be direct and honest. Use I statements to own your feelings and needs. For example, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, instead of you always give me too much work. 3. Learn to say no. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you intentional. It allows you to prioritize your own well-being and focus on what truly matters. Start small, decline that extra meeting, or say no to a request that doesn't align with your goals. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not the one-time event. Be consistent in enforcing the limits you've set, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Remember, consistency builds trust and respect, both from yourself and others. 5. Don't apologize for your needs. This is crucial. You deserve to have your needs met. Don't apologize for setting boundaries or expressing what you need. A healthy relationship involves mutual respect and understanding. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss asks you to take on a project that's already stretching you thin. Instead of automatically saying yes out of fear of disappointing them, you use your assertiveness skills. You say something like, "I'm really committed to delivering high-quality work on my current projects. Taking on this additional responsibility might impact my ability to meet those deadlines. Is there any way we can prioritize or delegate tasks?" See that? You communicated clearly, expressed your needs, and offered solutions. That's the power of assertiveness. So, how are you going to start building those healthy boundaries today? Think about one situation where you could use a little more assertiveness. It could be setting limits with a friend, saying no to a work request that doesn't align with your priorities, or even just speaking up for yourself in a conversation where you feel unheard. Remember, you deserve to have your voice heard and your needs met. Start small, practice consistently, and watch the positive impact it has on your life. This has been Modern Stoicism, equipping you with timeless tools for today's challenges. I'm Brooklyn Weston, and until next time, remember, your well-being is worth fighting for. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of assertiveness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.